Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullip, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullip. How are you?
I'm well.
How are you? Well, good. I'm well, too.
Good.
We're not seeing you yet. There you are.
Oh.
In all your flannelly goodness.
I was just a disembodied voice.
You were.
For a second.
Yes. And
The flannel is its peak autumn. Right
it is.
Now, so
I understand your
season.
Fashion choices this
the
week.
Season.
I do. Yeah. I get that. So, welcome everyone to our Solutions from the Street program. This is our every other Friday show that Megan and I host here on KSJE to kind of talk about a problem in the community and find a local community kind of solution.
That's right.
For lack of a better term.
From the street.
From the street. Exactly. And so that's what we've done again this week.
Yes, we are.
Another problem and another solution.
I know. It's exciting.
It always is exciting.
I love this show for that reason.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So let's talk a bit about the problem. Then we'll introduce our guest.
Great.
Who's here?
Great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Problem?
I'm starting with the problem?
Sure. Well, would you like to?
I mean, I can.
Okay.
I can't really define the problem. Define what New Beginnings does for
right.
the problem, which is provide
sure.
safe haven for
right.
children and families.
Right, for women.
For women
and children. That's true.
And that we need it more housing for these families.
Exactly.
And so
true.
The solution is fixing these housing problems and renovating.
Right.
Undergoing a massive renovation project to create another safe space.
That's true. And all that's been done. So,
yes.
And now that brings us to our guest,
correct.
Who's patiently waiting.
She is. She's like, can you guys stop talking, please?
Yeah. And kind of, you know, just watching us get most of it correct.
I tried.
And being very, very polite. Devin Long is back with us, the finance director at New Beginnings. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you so much for having me.
How close were we to the actual mission of New Beginnings?
You guys were pretty spot on.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually, fun fact, because we do provide transitional housing for up to a year, rent and utility costs free for women, men also, and their children.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. A lot of people don't know that we serve men.
That is
good to know.
It is. It
right.
is.
Right.
We've actually had 10 women, 2 men, and 19 children. This
wow.
year so
wow.
far, and we're actually bringing in 2 more families before the end of the year. So
great.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and the reason that we wanted to bring you back was because of this recent project that's been completed now on the campus of New Beginnings. And so kind of give us an overview, though, of the program in general. You did that, I think, with talking about the men and women and the children. But
right.
how much space do you have for folks with your current facilities?
So our campus consists of 5 transitional houses. 3 of them are multifamily home, which means that it is kind of communal living, but they do have their own bedroom, their own bathroom, but they share spaces like a laundry or the kitchen and living room. But we have 2 single family homes, and most of those homes are from the early to mid 1900s, and they have not seen any TLC since the 60s. And
kind of like me. Thank you.
You still
sorry.
Have the same hair, though.
I'm sorry.
Your hair is held up.
There you go. Thank you for that. It's well preserved.
Well, yes. If we all had our upkeep maintained like Scott's,
well,
now we wouldn't need that.
Since the 60s. It's just, you know, this is what you
no
get.
No upkeep since the 60s.
That's it. That's right.
Man.
But interesting. So, yeah. I mean, and anyone who's lived in an older home, even one that's not 100 years old, probably realizes that without a lot of regular maintenance, you know, mm-hmm. things do get run down and, mm-hmm. and small problems become big problems.
Yes.
And this is probably, I'm assuming, what you're discovering, mm-hmm. New Beginnings is discovering with some of these facilities then, if they haven't really had so many maintenance in a few years, 50 years.
Right. And, well, it's because we are a nonprofit, it's very hard to find funding to be able to do renovations and upgrades to houses. So we have been able to keep them where they pass inspection and they have provided safe housing to these families. However, over the last year, I've almost been with New Beginnings for 2 years, and I have noticed that our adults were also victims as children, whether that's of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking. And so it made me kind of think, we have so many amazing resources in the community. I mean, San Juan College offers so many classes and different opportunities. We have great mentors and careers. But whenever you don't have that mental confidence to be able to put yourself out there and do that, there's this gap in a service. And so my goal was with these houses to be able to update them and to be able to give their own therapy. If they've never had a home that didn't have the utilities being shut off or holes in the walls or mean words just shouted within them, they don't know what their future could be like after that abuse. And so it is breaking that generational trauma and being able to show not just the parents, but the children as well, this is what a home can look like. And so a lot of it is cosmetic, but it gives that warm, homey feeling. There's welcome home everywhere within this house that we just completed. And I am just so excited for them to be able to come in and sit on a couch with that fuzzy blanket, watching TV and knowing that the utilities are staying on, they are supported, and then they'll be able to get to that next step of furthering their education, getting a better career, and becoming strong members of our community, which that's what our goal is.
That's great. And so in addition to providing a safe space and basic needs, specifically, what does New Beginnings do to foster this? I love the mental confidence term you used. What kind of services are you guys doing to foster more of that?
So we actually have three advocates on staff. We have a child trauma advocate that works with the children and also with the parent to be able to establish that gentle, nurturing parent relationship. And then we also have our family advocate who provides life skill classes and domestic violence support classes every week. And then we also have a DOJ advocate, which is short for Department of Justice, which then helps them after they complete their initial program with us at New Beginnings. And we have a secondary step now with our program. But we'll get more of that later, I'm sure, because that's a whole other spiel.
That's true.
But we help them get established with counseling. We help them to get set up at San Juan College if they need to finish their GED. And something that we're really working with is instead of just asking them like we have for, you know, decades, we've been around since 94, instead of asking them, what do you want to do? Where do you want to work? Walmart, Speedway, great places, but that's because of what they know from their family. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, what are your foundational skills? Are you great with planning? Are you great with talking to people for a living? Are you great with music, with graphic design? And so helping them learn and be confident with those foundational skills and their interests and be able to grow on that and find careers that match those skill sets.
Gotcha. Very good. And so we're talking about some of these houses that you are renovating. And so the first one has been completed.
Yes.
Right? And that's exciting.
Yes.
This is the House of Faith. Right?
It is.
And we have a video that you've shared with us. So if you're not watching on video, everybody, we encourage you to do that. Of course, you can watch the program on our Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter accounts for KSJE for free. Just go ahead and check it out. But I want to play the video. And maybe, Devin, if you could kind of describe or explain what we're looking at.
Absolutely.
I think that would be great to then show people kind of these you know, houses that have been around for a century or more, basically, right?
Yes.
And that you are going in and refreshing and improving, and with the help of sponsors and volunteers, it's really putting kind of more than just a coat of paint, I guess, on these houses.
Definitely. It is.
Let's take a look, everybody, at what we're talking about here, this House of Faith at New Beginnings that Devin Long is talking to us about this morning here on KSJE on our Solutions from the Street program.
So this is the outside of House of Faith. It is our only handicap accessible house. It is 1,100 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. It is one of our single family homes. And this is what it looked like initially. So, I mean, it's nice, but I always love that sign, we're better together.
Right.
And this is the sunroom when you first walk in, and it's now been established into a play area. And we have a family that will be having some kiddos in. I'm a big avid reader, so I really try and push the kids to also read and do that with their parents.
I notice a lot of uplifting messages throughout these rooms that I'm that I'm seeing, and I'm sure that's by design.
Yes, it is. Definitely, I believe that every day you need to see those messages because it's not always easy to put that foot forward. And so looking, I mean, the living room, it's a huge transition. I mean, we had flooring done by Carpet One, and they did a phenomenal job. This room is actually sponsored by the Marion Family Foundation, and I mean, it's in their title, family. So what better way than a family room where they can watch TV, they can relax and really de-stress. This is our kitchen area, which as you can see, I mean, it's very small. It was not homey in the least bit at all. There's no pantry. The shelving right here is what they were using to contain their food. And Edward Jones, Courtney Hancock's team, her and Tamara Cole, they painted those cabinets. And then Kiwanis, Rio del Sol Kiwanis, they sponsored this room to be able to give it a very family-friendly environment. With our life skills group, we really do promote them to learn healthy eating habits and to cook together, eat at the table as a family. So that space definitely provides that.
Very good. And I am remiss in not queuing up any HGTV kind of reveal music for this segment of the show,
because
that's what it's kind of reminding me of, are some of these things
like
that we see.
It's like Extreme Home Makeover.
It is.
Right, that we're seeing. And so I've paused the video, but there's certainly more to see here.
There is. So you can see we have to get creative with spacing sometimes to be able to fit larger families in these spaces. Just little things like that ended up being water damage we found out from our shower. That was just from wear and tear over the years, people throwing their stuff in the closets. And now this is what one of the kiddo rooms looks like. I just love it.
Right.
It just makes me so excited. Oh, and a new thing, we're going to start giving them a welcome book every time they come. So they'll have a little gift or something on their
right. I like that.
But yeah, and this is the second room, which either doubles up as a nursery, and then this is the parents' room, typically mama that goes in there. And this room was sponsored by NTech, which we were so excited to have them. They've helped us for years, so I'm very excited that they were able to help us with this unique space. And this is the worst part, Scott. This bathroom is horrendous, and look at it now.
How about that?
Oh, it gives me the chills.
Right?
I like the tile work.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, the sign, turn your troubles into bubbles.
Nice. I like that. Very bathroom appropriate.
Yes.
There you
and
go.
So, yep, our sponsors, we have Marion Family Foundation, Kiwanis, NTech, Carpet One, Fortner Law Firm, and the St. Luke United Methodist Center, or Methodist Church. And then our volunteers from Edward Jones and also Mr. and Mrs. Nixon with St. Luke's United Methodist Church, which I'm really excited because St. Luke, they're actually from South Carolina. And they came here.
I don't recognize that name.
Yes, they came from South Carolina in March.
Wow.
And they had sponsored two rooms that they completely redid and filled up. And the family that was living there at the time they did that, they let them take everything that was in there, and they already finished the program and left. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Wow. That's very cool. So there's a ton of community involvement here in this one project.
Mm-hmm.
And have you found that they're just sort of chomping at the bit to help out, like our community partners?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I tried starting this project when I first started with New Beginnings over a year and a half ago, and it just was not moving. It was hard to get someone to come in and do the work. And I was talking to some of our clients and telling them, you know, we have such an amazing community. There's things to do. And, you know, they're like, okay, thanks, Devin. Because we serve Arizona, Texas, Utah, Colorado, all over the state. We're only one of four transitional housing centers. So we serve all of these different people. They're not used to Farmington. They don't know what's here. They don't have family. They don't have their friends. And so I really want them to think about putting their roots here, a new beginning, you know?
Right.
And I my goal with this is for them to see these businesses and these different groups and organizations that they don't know their story, they don't know them, but they're going to see that support every day. And maybe they're going to think, hey, you know, what is Marion Oil and Gas? And they want to go apply for a job there. Or it just really broadens open that opportunity and to knowing what's there and that there is support.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very true. Very true. So that is one home out of how many more?
We have five total.
Okay. So one out of five.
Yes.
So you have four more that are awaiting patiently,
yes.
Right? Is that the goal?
Yes. We want to try and do one house a year. But we actually did have something kind of slide in between before we do our next house. We found out that sex trafficking is becoming a very high prevalent problem right now in San Juan County, and the resources are next to none, unfortunately. We are very well established to be able to help people with sexual assault, but it's totally different the way they interact, and we can't really have them in a communal living setting. They need to be on their own to be able to help that thriving independent living nature. And so we have a studio connected to one of our houses, and that's basically four walls, but it is set up. It has a bathroom in it. And so right now we're doing a year-end fundraiser, and we are going to turn that into a crisis space that will also be able to serve for sex trafficking victims.
Wow. Very unique and very mm-hmm. needed, I would think, too, our conversation before we came on the air this morning. And so you're open to donations then to renovate this space then, I guess, is what's next.
Yes. So right now we are looking to raise $30,000, and that will provide the materials needed to renovate the space, but also for us to be able to get established to be able to serve this population. We need unique trainings, we need unique materials and resources, so we want to make sure we have everything ready whenever they get here.
Mm-hmm. And pardon me if I'm asking, well, I think it's an important question to ask about the sex trafficking, because we hear about it a lot. And so talk to me a little bit about the types of individuals that we're speaking about. Are these folks that are being brought in from outside the country, or folks that are from inside the country, or both? Or give me some idea of maybe the type of person that we're talking about that you are hoping to help with this space.
Honestly, we help everybody, regardless of race, gender, immigration status. We do not discriminate in any sense. Right now, I can say that we've been facing people that are in the county and then outside of the state as well.
Okay.
We've had people reaching out saying, do you have space? Because it's just very limited and the stays are very short. And for someone that goes through something of any violent crime, or
right,
I can't even begin to fathom what a sex trafficking victim has to do to process and to heal. And so we're really trying to establish what that program's going to look like. And so, yeah, our staff's working very quickly.
I bet, to get up to speed, I think, mm-hmm. on
yes,
what we're
absolutely.
Dealing with here. And I know this is a big issue nationwide, isn't it, mm-hmm. Megan? I mean, we hear about it a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's become more, there's growing awareness of the issue, I would say. I would say that it was really localized in these sort of developing nations, and then over time people realize, wait, like a bunch of youth are involved, and you know, specifically homeless youth, crisis
right,
youth
sure.
Are very involved. So yeah, it's a very, as Devin said, prevalent issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And so it's great that you have the space, mm-hmm. at least the small space to start with.
Yep.
And maybe some seed money for some of this training that you're talking about for your existing staff. You're not talking about maybe adding staff at this point, are you?
No, right now we are not looking to add further staff. We're going to first establish what this is going to look like in program-wise. We're a very small team, so we're used to wearing multiple hats.
Right.
It's such a hard situation. And like, you know, Megan was saying, the homeless youth and such, we do something that's called an ACE questionnaire with all of our kiddos. And basically this questionnaire is on a scale of 1 to 10 showing where their trauma level is at. 0 to 3 is normal, up to about a 6, 7 is pretty, I would say moderate. And then anything above that is extreme. And what that helps us understand is their likelihood of becoming a offender themselves, engaging in promiscuous behaviors, engaging in drugs, their increased chances of heart disease. And it just really opens up just so many further problems for these children. And that does, that makes them a target. And we see that a lot. People that have already been victimized, they end up becoming a repeated victim. So we're really trying to figure out what resources we need to be able to help them and change that cycle.
Mm-hmm. Right. And break the cycle, it sounds like to me too, right? Mm-hmm. And so this solution can be kind of long ranging if we're able to maybe help stop this from continuing on to the next generation, perhaps.
Absolutely. Well, life is hard. I mean, all of us in this room can agree. It doesn't matter if you've gone through a DV or a sexual assault or stalking. Life is hard. And even as a child, we can provide them all these resources. But if we can try and help change that family dynamic as a whole, we're providing those children with a support system for life. Mm-hmm. And that's what our end goal is. And that's what we don't want, is for the adults that come into our program to feel like they're a lost cause, no matter what things they've faced or gone through. That's why we're New Beginnings. I mean, that sounds so cheesy, but it is. It's a whole new start, and that's what we try to do for them.
Right. Well, the name is appropriate.
Isn't it?
It is appropriate. For sure.
Very true. And I know there's a lot of success stories from folks who've been through the New Beginnings program that kind of, I don't know if you call it graduate, but move on and are able to leave the housing that you provide for them and really get out on their own and have learned the skills to maybe get a job and find housing and support a family and all those types of things, which is what you hope for all of your families, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. The chances of our survivors going back to their abusers or addiction or substance abuse is huge. And we've actually had 4 families this year graduate our program, and 3 of them, we have one that's about to finish actually right now. She's going to be moving this next week. But 3 have finished within 6 months. And so that's huge that they haven't even needed to stay with us, but they've been able to find good, strong income, a job. They've been able to find housing. And they've, 3 out of the 4 have all been parents. And so the kids have been thriving, and it's amazing. It really is to watch.
Got to be great to see, for sure. Megan, anything to add?
No, I think Devin's covered all
she
of
does
the
a
bases.
Good job.
Yes.
She really does a good job.
I think she really did a great job.
Especially putting up with us. She does an excellent job with that,
I know.
Too.
I have like nothing to add because she's covered all of it. So
very good. Well, Devin, how can folks help? I mean, we talked about this new project, which is very exciting. Yes. If folks want to get in and help, maybe sponsor part of the room, since you only have 4 walls. But I'm sure you would allow a group to sponsor some part of the renovation if they wanted to.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the best way for them to reach you?
I would say through our website, which is www.NavajoUMC, like United Methodist Center.org. And if you go to our donate page, there is actually something I love, our little feature that you can put what you want to donate towards. So if someone's like, I want to put this towards this specific item or room, we also have a Amazon list that's linked onto our website as well, that they can choose if they don't want to participate with the renovation project, but they want to help our families during the holidays. This is always a really hard time, but we welcome all different types of donations and just participation. We appreciate our community very much.
Right. And do you have a timeline for trying to get this studio space open for this new program? Are you hoping sometime next year, I would assume?
Yes. So we're hoping to have the funds raised by the end of the year and be able to start renovating in early January. So something that we learned with House of Faith, we don't know exactly what that timeline is. We work endlessly. A lot of us were pulling weekends and stuff. But
two words, right? Supply chain. So yes. I imagine that happens a lot when you're talking about renovations and materials.
Yes, that is something we faced a lot, was waiting on stuff to come in. But you just never know until you start getting between the walls and looking at what might be waiting. And since this is a pretty open space, I'm hoping, knock on wood, that there's not going to be much that we're going to have to deal with. So I'm hoping by spring that we'll be able to have this space open. And I'll share whenever it is.
I hope you will. I know you will. So that's great. Well, good luck with this, and congratulations on the House of Faith, which is now open, and we'll be welcoming a new family, I guess, fairly soon, if not already, right?
Yes. Yep, we will. We have a few. We always have a waiting list, unfortunately, and so we're doing our screenings, and we'll hopefully have a family in there by the end of November at the latest.
Okay. Wow. How about that?
Very cool.
Yeah. See there?
I know.
It's great.
It is.
Very cool. Shows like this make me proud of our community, you know?
I know.
I leave the studio feeling good about where we live and the people we deal with every day and all those good things.
Me too.
Honestly, we had a dinner with a lot of the people that participated in this, and I almost had tears trying to thank everybody, because to see everybody that comes through in our community, it is just mind-blowing and so powerful. And that's when I always tell people when they're like, oh, Farmington, I'm like, you're not hanging out with the right people. Because we are a powerful community, and there's a lot happening.
That's right.
Very true.
That's right.
Well, Devin Long, thank you for coming in this morning again with us to update us on all the things going on with New Beginnings, and good luck on this new project. It seems like it's really needed in our area, in our county, and in our country. So thank you for being part of that.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and as always, it's my pleasure. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity.
Of course. Good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Devin Long from the New Beginnings program and facility here in Farmington, and talking to us a little bit about some of their ongoing projects here on our Solutions from the Street program.
That's right.
Yeah, which is great.
I love it.
It's another great solution.
That's right.
To another important thing that's going on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if folks have another idea about a solution, they can let us know.
Yes, they can.
Right.
They can just email. It's ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. And
just
send
like that.
Us, yeah, just like that. And you send us an idea and we will pursue it.
We can check it out.
We can check it out.
Right. Whatever the solution might be.
Right.
So there you go, everybody. Drop us an email or just say hi. Or ask us, you know.
Criticize us.
You know, well.
Critique Scott's nice. Ties.
Yeah. Constructive criticism.
Sure.
We'll accept that.
Yeah.
You know, you can review Megan's flannel.
Yes.
You know, there's always that.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Whether you like the color combination.
Right.
Or.
I'm not sure. Again, just as a reminder, there you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cold. I get it.
It's
I get
cold.
It. Okay.
It's
yeah,
true.
I do. I get it. I get it very much. Tomorrow. You're going to be a disc jockey.
I am going to be a DJ tomorrow on Radio Free Saturday morning, which is every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m.
Do you remember
this station.
The theme of the show this week?
Do I remember the theme of the show? I do. Where is it?
putting you on the spot.
Boats and ships.
Oh.
It's a nautical theme.
Do you want to bleep that? Oh, boats and ships.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
Boats and ships.
I gotcha.
It's a very
nautical theme
nautical
in the desert.
Theme. Nautical
wow,
theme in the
how
desert.
Ironic.
Yeah.
I love it.
In a season where people don't usually ride on boats. So,
right. Well, the Winds of November. There's a song of that too, right?
Yes.
Are you going to play that one?
No.
Oh, not Edmund Fitzgerald? No?
Yes, Edmund Fitzgerald.
Well,
yeah, is that the same one?
That's the lyric from that song. Come on. Hello.
Okay, yes. The wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald
yes.
will make an appearance.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's the Winds of November.
Yes, Gordon that's, Lightfoot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad to be able to help with your show.
Yes. That's why you're my boss.
Okay. There you are. Well, anyway, everybody, on that note, I think we should probably say goodbye.
Yeah.
Until next time. But next week, it is our other show, the That's Interesting show.
That's interesting.
It always is, you know.
When you put two of us together with no structure.
That is interesting and dangerous, I would say,
dangerous,
too.
It gets dangerous. It gets interesting.
That could be a third show.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. It could be. But we'll be here next Friday, of course, at the same time, taking your phone calls, everybody. So we hope you will call in. It's your opportunity to talk about whatever is interesting in your world. And it's kind of a free-for-all, as it tends to be. So feel free to call in next week. But until then, we will see you right here on KSJE. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.